Hello again, everyone. This is George Clark reporting on Princeton basketball for Ivy Hoops Online. Both Tiger teams were in action on the road this evening, and both came away with solid victories. The women jumped on the Delaware Blue Hens right from the start, riding some hot shooting to take 14-0 and 21-3 leads in the first quarter. Three different Tiger players combined to hit their first 7 3-pointers, and the Blue Hens never recovered. The Tiger defense notched another single-digit quarter, holding Delaware to 9 tallies in the second period. The Tigers went to the locker room up by 20 at the half. The Blue Hens mounted an 18-2 run late in the third quarter to pull within 7, but they never got any closer. A 10-2 run by the Tigers to open the final period effectively slammed the door as Princeton coasted to a 20-point win, 76-56. On a night when Abby Myers played only 17 minutes due to early foul trouble, Julia Cunningham stepped up with her best game as a Tiger. She canned 26 points on 10 of 19 from the field, including 4 threes in 36 minutes. Myers made the most of her playing time, scoring 16 points. Grace Stone with 15 and rookie Caitlin Chen with 12 gave the Tigers 4 double-digit scores. For the game, the visitors shot 51% from the field and 62% from beyond the arc. On defense, Princeton held Delaware to just 34% from the field and a miserable 1 of 15 from deep. This is a very deep and talented Tiger team. There is no limit to what they can accomplish this year, and let's just hope they remain injury-free. They return to Jadwin for a 1 p.m. contest Sunday with Boston University, and it's available on ESPN+. The men opened the Asheville Championship with an exciting battle against South Carolina, overcoming an early 10-point Gamecock lead to earn an extremely hard-fought 66-62 win. Jalen Llewellyn added to his impressive resume, leading the Tigers with 16 points, including 4 3-pointers. Ryan Landborg came off the bench to add 4 threes of his own and 13 points. But the star of the game for the Tigers was Tosin, with the unpronounceable last name. He more than held his own against the beefy Gamecock front court. The junior from England managed career highs in points with 12, rebounds with 9, and assists with 4. The lead changed hands in this one 7 times. Princeton held a 31-25 lead at the half, but a 10-0 Gamecock run early in the second half restored their lead to 35-33. A Landborg 3 sparked a 9-0 run for the Tigers, who got back into the lead at 53-46 with 6.5 remaining in the game. The outcome remained in doubt, however, until a 4-point play by Llewellyn extended the lead to 9 with 2:42 left. Princeton held on for the 66-62 win. On Sunday evening at 7:30, the Tigers will meet Minnesota of the Big Ten in the championship contest. Princeton will appear once again in a nationally televised game, this one on ESPN2. We hope you're able to view the contest, and we've enjoyed bringing you the highlights of the men and women's games from this evening. So long for now. We'll see you again soon.